International Law Commission. And before we start, let me welcome the 25 students we have here present with us today from the School of Global Government, from the Beijing Institute of Technology. It's very nice to have you, and I hope that you enjoy our session today. And so our session today is dedicated to the adoption of the report. We are starting the adoption of our report, as we have already had the chance to mention. This is an important part of the work of the Commission, and of course I count with everyone's cooperation for the good outcome of this process that will lead us hopefully at the end of next week with our report adopted. At the outset, and this was of course also recalled in the informal briefing that we had, especially for new members on report adoption, that again I kindly thank the Secretariat for having accepted to do that briefing on report adoption. Let me just recall that members should avoid making purely linguistic or technical corrections and instead give those corrections to the Secretariat. We have with us Madam Carla Ho, who's right at the back. I think some of you have not yet met her. But I just wanted also to acknowledge Carla's presence and also to tell her that she's the right person for you to pass on any corrections that you have of a purely linguistic or technical nature. As it's also usual practice, we will adopt the report paragraph by paragraph. So today, according to the schedule that has been distributed to you, we will start with chapter 4, which is the chapter dedicated to general principles of law. Chapter 4 is contained in two documents, documents A/CN4/L976. And also document A/CN4/L976-1. And we will start with the first document, A/CN4/L976. We start with the section A on paragraph 1. Any comments? No, paragraph 1 is adopted. Paragraph 2. No comments, paragraph 2 adopted. Paragraph 3. No comments, paragraph 3 adopted. Paragraph 4. No comments, paragraph 4 adopted. Paragraph 5. Paragraph 5 adopted. Let's move now to section B, consideration of the topic at the present session. Paragraph 6. No comments adopted. Paragraph 7. As you will see in paragraph 7, there are some missing dates that the Secretariat will fill in at a later stage. But with that, can I take it that we adopt the paragraph and the Secretariat will then fill in the dates of the meetings? Paragraph 7 adopted. Paragraph 8, again, it's also the case where dates of the meetings where the commentaries were adopted need to be filled in by the Secretariat. On that understanding, we adopt paragraph 8. Paragraph 8 adopted. Paragraph 9, once again here, The Secretariat will fill in the dates in which the Commission decides to transmit the draft conclusions to governments for comments. The Secretariat will fill the dates. And with that, paragraph 9 is adopted. Paragraph 10, again, we will, and that I suppose that would be today, that would be the date of today, where the Commission expresses its deep appreciation for the outstanding contribution of the Special Rapporteur. So with the date being filled as the date of today, we also adopt paragraph 10. Thank you very much. We move now to section C. And section C, which title is Text of the Draft Conclusions on General Principles of Law Adopted by the Commission on First Reading. As it's customary, we do not need to adopt this part since this has been already formally adopted by the plenary. But I see that Monsieur Fortot, vous avez la parole, Monsieur Fortot.